بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على أفصح العرب والعجم محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Clear Arabic. Now we're going to move on to the practice component of the first chapter, and I think this is what really is going to help a lot of you. I know oftentimes when I meet people, they've learned Arabic, they've learned parts of Arabic, grammar, they've learned morphology, but they lack vocabulary, practice, and composition. So let's quickly review the principle we learned in the first lesson, where he says right here, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda does not mean the group, so I'm sure the YouTube censors just went freaking insane. But Al-Qawa'id is the plural of Qaeda. Of Qaeda, Fawa'il. We'll talk about in the future what words take this kind of what's called jam'u taksir, broken plural. But al-qawa'id means rules or principles. And if you look below, we see two of them. At-tarkib alladhi yufidu fa'idatan tammatan yusamma jumlah, jumlatun mufida aw jumlah mufida. Wa yusamma aydan karama. So he says that the construction. And urakkib shay means I build something on something else. Urakkibuhu shay'an 'ala shay. So here it means the construction of words, right? A tarkib here, tarkibul kalimat. This alif and lam, as you'll learn in the future, according to the Kufiyin, represents mudafun ilay, for those of you who know what that is. For those of you who don't worry. A tarkibu, the construction, alladhi, which yufidu, right, brings a beneficial fa'ida tantama, a complete benefit. Yusamma is called jumlatun mufidatun, is called a complete sentence. Wa yusamma aydan kalamun aw kalaman. Then he says, and this should be with dhamma and dhamma, al jumlatul mufidatu qad tatarakkabu min kalimatayn. The second principle is that a complete sentence can consist of two words or more. Wa qad tatarakkabu min akthar, or more. وَكُلُّ كَلِمَةٍ فِيهَا تُعَدُّ جُزْءًا مِنْهَا. And in that construction, each one of those words is considered a part. And this is going to be important in classical text. الجزئية والأجزاء والجزء والجزء. A part of the sentence. A part of the sentence. Okay, so one more time. The first principle that we've learned, التركيب الذي يفيد فائدة تامة يسمى جملة مفيدة. أو هو عفوا يسمى جملة مفيدة ويسمى أيضا كلاما. So this is فتح فتح. Meaning that the construction which brings about a complete benefit, meaning a complete thought, is called a complete sentence. And for those of you who studied الأهج رومية with me, you know, or others, الكلام هو لفظ المركب مفيد بالوضع. That is breaking down what he's saying here in easy terms. الجملة المفيدة قد تتركب من كلمتين. So a complete sentence could consist of two words, could be constructed of two words. وقد تتركب من أكثر, or more. وكل كلمة, and every word فيها, in that sentence, تعد, is considered جزء منها, a part of it. Now let's move on to the actual drills. And this is what I love about this text, and I think this is going to help a lot of you. He says, اقرأ الأمثلة السابقة. So here's the order. اقرأ أنت. You read الأمثلة السابقة, the previous examples. وبين, or the previous examples that are coming, sorry. وبين عدد الكلمات في كل مثال. And then and tell in each example how many words there are. So what he means here, sorry, the previous examples are these up here. So I'm going to put the link to the text here that you can access. So al-bustan jamil, there's a word. Ash-shamsu tali'a, 1, 2. Shamma ariyun wardatan. I'm not going to tell you the rest. Okay, I'm going to link the PDF to the text at the bottom of this so you can inshallah benefit. Let's look at the second drill. Iqra al-jumala. Al-jumala, al-jumula is the plural of jumlah. So read the sentences. Al-atiya. Al-atiya is the opposite of sabiqa. Sabiqa means previously. Al-atiya. Al-atiya, the things which are coming. اقرأ الجمل الآتية وبين and بين ال and clarify. And here this takes كسرة because this is سكون, and actually it's بين أنت. But because there's a سكون here and a سكون here, we have التقاء ساكنين. So this takes كسرة. وبين الكلمات في كل واحدة منها. So read these sentences and show what are the words in the sentences. So السماء ممطرة. السماء ممطرة. The sky is rainy. So there's a word. There's a word. And let me help you. This I feel sometimes is really kind of cool. The next example, الحديقة جميلة. The garden is beautiful. The garden is beautiful. The next, ينقطع المطر. ينقطع المطر. The rain stopped. The rain stopped. The next, يسير السحاب. يسير means from سيرة, you know, because you actually follow the life of someone, so it's called سيرة, the سيرة of the Prophet. يسير means to move. يسير السحاب, the clouds are rolling or moving in the sky. The next, تطلع الشمس, the sun rises, the sun is rising. تجف الأرض, the earth is becoming dry, right, like a drought. الطائر فوق الشجرة, the bird sits on the tree or is above the tree, if you want to take it literally. يقطف علي الأزهار, علي is cutting the flowers. يلعب الغلمان بالكرة, the two boys are playing with a ball. ينزل المطر من السماء, the water is falling from the heavens. تسير, same word, look, يسير, تسير. Why does this have ta? Why does have this ya, this verb? Because sahab here is male. As-sufun is female. So remember that the present and future verb, if it's male, has ya, if it's female, has ta. تسير السفن في البحار. The boats are sailing in the sea. يشتد البرد فوق الجبال. Okay, so here's ya. So if it's ya, that means that its subject is going to be what I just told you. When you see ya on a present future verb, al-mudari, for those of you who know what that is, those of you who don't worry, it's coming. That means that the fa'il is male. So here, yashtaddu al-bardu fawqa al-jibal, above the mountains, the cold becomes intense. Yashtaddu, mashallah. Your job now is to go back, and if you want, you can email me. I'll put my email address here. You could tell me how many words are in each of these examples, inshallah. The third, mayyiz. The word mayyiz means to distinguish between two things. لِيُمَيِّزَ اللَّهُ. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, بَعْدَ أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لِيُمَيِّزَ اللَّهُ. So that Allah can distinguish. Also, you find this in Surah Al-Ahzab. So the word mayyiz means to distinguish. If you've taken Arabic, you've heard of tamyiz. It's from the same word, man. Tamyiz. Mayyizi, again, there is a sukun. And mayyiz is an order, fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il, taf'ilan, right? Mayyiz. But because this is sukun, and this is sukun, we have iltiqa' asakinain. So you give this a kasra. Mayyiz al-jumala. Al-jumula. Clarify. Al-jumala al-mufidata. And always remember that the due to, when the verb is doing something to something, it takes fatha or ma naba anha. We'll talk about this in the future. Mayyiz al-jumula al-mufidata fi tarakibi al-atiya. And this is why I like this book. You just learned the word tarkib. It means construction. Tarakib is the plural of tarkib, right? Al-atiya, you know this word, the opposite. What is the anonym? The mudad of this is what? As-sabiqa. As-sabiqa. I love this text, and if you are patient, and you take this text with me and you work hard and you don't give up and you don't feel sorry for yourself, you don't start a language, you know, pity party, inshallah, you're gonna benefit a lot, inshallah. So look at these sentences and tell which one is complete, al-jumla al-kamila, and which one is jumla ghayru kamila, or jumla mufida wa jumla ghayru mufida. Laysa al-jawu, the weather is not. Obviously, it's not mufid because laysa al-jawu baridan. It needs khabaru laysa. Laysa works like kana. Kana Allahu ghafura. Laysa al-jawu baridan. Akara faridun, farid ate. Al-qitaru sari', the train is fast. In ijtahadta, this is a conditional sentence. If you work hard, what? It's not there. As-sami' yantadhiru bi shay'in akhar. The listener is waiting for a complete thought. فَغَيْرُ مُتِمْ فَإِنِ اشْتَهَدْتَ تَفُوز. If you work hard, you're going to succeed. If you work hard, you're going to succeed. لَيْتَ الْمَرِيدُ. Here, لَيْتَ الْمَرِيدُ. لَيْتَ الْمَرِيدَ. You know, unfortunately, the sick, what? And لَيْتَ works like يَعْمَلَ عَمَلَ الْإِبْنَ. Right? So, لَيْتَ الْمَرِيدَ أَنْ يَزُورَ الطَّبِيبَ. You know, oh, I wish the sick person had visited the doctor. Athawbu nadif. So again, there's something here missing. Athawbu nadif. The clothes are clean. Al-kalbu alladhi, al-kitabu alladhi, afwan. The book which, this is a ismu al-mawsool, right? Comes after, it is not there. So this is not a complete sentence. Al-bintu al-muta'allima. Al-bintu al-muta'allima. I'm not going to tell you this one. I want you to answer this one and email it to me. My email at my school, I'll put below. I'm not answering this one. You tell me if this is a complete sentence or not, and tell me why. And tell me why. Mashallah, mashallah. Let's look at the fourth round of drills in this text. Ij'al, make. Kulla, every mithad, an example, min al-amthina, from the examples al-atiyah. I'm not telling you what al-atiyah means, we already learned it. Jumlatan mufidatan bi wad'i kalimatin mula'imatin fil makan al-khari. He says, make every one of the forthcoming examples complete sentences by placing a word in the middle here of the empty space. Al-makan, the space, khali, empty. Al-usfuru al-qafads, the nightingale cage. You could put fi. Al-usfuru fil-qasaf, fil-qafas, excuse me. Al-usfuru fil-qafas, the nightingale is in the cage. Al-waladu fakihata. Al-waladu ya'kulu al-fakihata. The boy is eating fruit. Al-thawru al-ard, this is bull. So the bull, thawru, al-thawru yajri. Ala al-ard. The bull is running on the earth. Al-waladu al-muhadhabu. The well-behaved child. What? Al-hidha'u al-dayiqu. The tight shoes. Al-qamaru al-sama. So I'm not telling you these. You can do these on your own and send them to me, inshallah. Or, you know, find someone who can review it for you. The fifth, ضع كل كلمة, place every word من الكلمات الآتية, from the forthcoming words, في جملة مفيدة مركبة من كلمتين. Take all of these words and make them complete sentences with at least two words. So الحديقة, the garden, الشجرة, the tree, الأزهار, the flowers, الشمس, the sun. The same thing here, but this time you're going to do it with three words or more. So الماء, water, الفاكهة, the fruit, يلعبوا, play, يركبوا, to ride. Here he says, إئتي, present, بثلاث جمل, three sentences, كل واحدة منها مركبة من كلمتين. So make three sentences that are made up of three words, and do three sentences which are made up of three words, ثم بثلاث بكل منها أربع كلمات, and then make three sentences made up of four words. So three sentences made up of two, Allahu Rabbi, three sentences made of three words, Suhaiban yusalli salatan, Suhaib is praying, and then four words, Zarani ams, Suhaib بالبيت أو يأكل صهيب فاكهة لذيذة. صهيب eats like a tasty fruit. All right, alhamdulillah. So we finished these first practice rounds and now we're going to move, inshallah, next time to the second chapter. And for each chapter, we'll do the lesson and then I'll also walk with you through the practice. I appreciate if you share this on social media. If you find benefit, like, share, and let others know. I think this course will really help out a lot of people who find themselves knowing Arabic, but not knowing vocabulary, composition, and practice. Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.